the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Baby, friendship and compassion, they can last forever. Yes, but I still need you to know, if you don't think about what you say every single time, knowing in your mind the power in the words won't go away. Negativity come your way if you don't think about what you say every single time, knowing in your mind the power in the words won't go away. Positivity come your way, hey, it comes your way. Positivity come your way, oh yeah. Your strength and loyalty, they're gonna show you the way. But if you don't think about what you say every single time, knowing in your mind the power in the words won't go away. Negativity comes your way if you don't think about what you say every single time, knowing in your mind the power in the words won't go away. Positivity comes your way if you don't think about what you say every single time, throwing in your mind the power in the words won't go away. Negativity comes your way if you don't think about what you say every single time, throwing in your mind the power in the words won't go away. Positivity comes your way if you don't think you say, if you don't think.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours.
But because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am yours. I am yours. I am yours. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall
to the Hope Show. I'm happy you could join me. I hope all of you have had a very blessed week since our last visit. In Missouri, the weather has been incredible, with amazing temperatures in the 60s and 70s for the high, and the 40s and 50s with an occasional 30s for the low. It has been a very productive week with much to do here around the Rollins home. I'm happy to be back this week with another life lesson message for you. I encourage all my listening audience to check out my Hope page on shizzradio.com. Look around, leave me a comment or suggestion for some upcoming shows, and listen to previous podcasts while you're there. After today's show, this one will also be uploaded to my page on shizzradio.com. As always, I want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support and love. And I want to thank all the networks out there that broadcast and rebroadcast my show every week. Today's message is entitled, Me and My Big Mouth. How many of you have thought about that of yourself? I think I say this myself on probably close to a daily basis. If I'm not careful, my big mouth gets me in trouble all the time. And sometimes, even when I am being very careful, I will still put my foot in my mouth by saying something that I should have thought out more before saying it. I'm sure a lot of you out there today can relate to that also. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I struggle some days to consciously make the effort, make the choice, to try to restrain myself. Some days are easier than others. But I have to admit that some days are a very real challenge for me. Words are containers for power. They have the power to be either creative or destructive. Every day brings new opportunities to say words that will either encourage, give love, give hope, show compassion and empathy along with kindness and gratitude. Our words can offer advice, bring constructive ideas to those around us, offer us comfort, and many other things. What we say about others, or even say about ourselves, has the power to either heal or deeply hurt. Words come directly from our thoughts or our mind. They are a part of our very soul, The soul consists of the mind, intellect, will, emotions, and feelings. When we operate solely on what we think or what we feel, we oftentimes say things we shouldn't, and then we later regret those things. We say things for which we are immediately sorry. It's important to remember that everyone has trouble taming their tongue. It's not just me, it's not just you, or your neighbor, or your friend. Everyone has these problems with taming their tongue. It's just normal, it's a part of human nature. There's a continual struggle between our worldly flesh and our inner soul, or our spirit. There isn't one single human being in this world that has been able to completely tame the tongue. Some of us are further along in learning how to do so, but even these people slip up sometimes. No one is perfect. So, is it possible to master the mouth? I believe you can certainly learn new ways of thinking, develop new approaches for getting your message to someone without causing them pain. I believe that you can master your emotions to some extent. I don't know about completely, though. I think this would be a far larger task that would take a great deal of self-knowledge, feedback from those around you, and lots of self-discipline. I would not say that it is impossible. It would be up to you how important it is to you, how long and how hard you want to work at it, or why you want to work at it. I do believe you can be saved from the power of your own destructive words. I do believe that you can learn how to bring your words under control that will in turn bring positive results in your life and in your circumstances. If your words aren't producing the kinds of results you want or expect, then you are allowing your mouth to give expression to the wrong mindset. There is help for that, but it takes work on your part, and lots of it. The mouth can be trained to stop speaking out of the mind, from your feelings and born out of your fears, but it is a process that requires time and much persistence. Don't expect this to happen overnight. It can take weeks, months, and even years to accomplish the results you really want. Again, the duration of time it takes to get that to that place is determined by the amount of time and the amount of effort that you are willing to put forth. One of the ways you can begin to turn your words around are by engaging in uplifting conversation and purposely ordering the words you choose to speak. Purposely ordering the words you choose to speak. Yes, you can do that. Consciously thinking about and choosing certain words. Practicing tact. Thinking first about how your words will impact someone else. Eventually, if you practice these things, it will get easier for you to choose the right words. Where it is that your mind, thoughts, and feelings are, your mouth will surely follow. You may struggle with a mouth that seems to have a mind of its own. I felt that way many times myself. I know better, and something comes out, and I'm like, "Ah, why did I say that?" But once it crosses your lips, it's out, and you can't take that back. I have often thought that about myself, and I'm sure you have too. But that can change, folks. You can change that. There are ways that you can help control the words you speak and make your words work for you instead of against you. First, you have to put your mind into a different mindset, a positive mindset. Negativity is not going to get you there. All of us make mistakes, so don't kick yourself if you don't make it happen right away. That's another thing that I've had to deal with in my own life as well, You know, I've had to learn to ask forgiveness of someone, but also to forgive myself, because sometimes it's almost harder to forgive myself for saying something or doing something than it is to ask forgiveness of someone else, because I'm my own worst critic. I can be my own worst enemy sometimes. But you've got to understand that not one of us is perfect out there, and so we're all going to slip and fall from time to time. And that's just human. And we have to learn to forgive ourselves for that mistake and move on. As with all things, to get good at something, it takes practice. It takes determination, persistence, a willing heart and mind, a desire to accomplish the goal. You have to have motivation, and those are just to name a few. What is your motivator? My motivation comes from wanting to have right thoughts. Motivation comes from wanting a pure mouth. To be able to go out and serve other people and to know just the right thing to say to bring about love and healing and peace, not destruction. I want to be able to better communicate with not only my fellow brothers and sisters, but my husband and the rest of my family as well. I want my words to be a reflection of my inner being. I want my words to be a light upon someone else's path. Remember, I mentioned in a previous show that people are watching and listening to your every word, your every move. Not just once in a while. Every day, all day long, wherever you go, in a day's time, there are people watching you and listening to what you say. And you can crush your witness with just a few words. I want my outer being to reflect my inner being. I want to make a positive difference in this world. I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to hurt any of you. I don't want to hurt the people that are around me here at my home, in my community, in my church family. I want to lift all of you up. So I ask again, what is your motivation to try to master your mouth? Words and knowledge are power. With the right words and the right knowledge, you can achieve great, great things. You can advance your career, develop better friendships, strengthen your communication with your spouse, build up and strengthen the self-esteem of your children, and diffuse arguments, just to name a few things. Those are some great motivators right there. The tongue is small, but can have huge, huge consequences in good or evil. The tongue can be like a raging fire in a world of wrong, occupying its place in our bodies and spreading evil throughout our whole being. Have you ever thought about that, folks? The tongue can be like a raging fire in the world of wrong, occupying its place in our bodies and spreading evil throughout our whole being, then permeating the lives of others around us, too. It can set on fire the entire course of existence. Think about that. But there is hope for each and every one of us. We can learn to tame our tongue and filter what we say. Words don't merely impact us. They impact everyone who hears the words that we speak. They can bring joy, love, and comfort, or they can bring pain and anguish. Folks, we have to think before we speak. It's so vitally important. Let me break down that word think for you. T-H-I-N-K, think. I read this from somewhere, and I thought it was so important that I saved it to my cell phone. I felt that it was something that would be good for me to be reminded of as well. And so I put it on as a screensaver to my cell phone, so that every time I talk, seeing as I have my phone with me almost continually, I will look down at my phone, and it reminds me to think. T-H-I-N-K. Think before I speak. So let me break it down into what each letter in the word think represents. Next time you speak, I encourage you to ask yourself these questions. T, is it true? Is what you're about to say true? H, is it helpful? Is what you're about to say going to be helpful or harmful? I, is it inspiring? Are you lifting someone up? Are you encouraging someone? Is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? Is what you are about to say necessary? And K, is it kind? If what you're about to say doesn't fall under these suggested guidelines, then it's probably better left unsaid or to be reworded in a kinder way. I can't tell you the number of times that before I say something, I will run through that and I'll look at my phone and I'll think of all these things. You know, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? And I'll think, it's not really necessary, so I don't need to say that, you know. Or I'll pick out another word. Is it helpful? No, probably not. So skip that. With the tongue, we can speak evil things. It is oftentimes uncontrollable and filled with poison. We use our tongue to curse people and befall nations. But we also use the same tongue to give thanksgiving and to give life. Fellow brothers and sisters, this should not be happening. Shouldn't be happening. No spring of water pours out both sweet water and bitter water from the same opening. It's either going to spill out one thing or the opposite. It's either going to be good or it's going to be evil, sweet or bitter. But it can't be both. Shouldn't be both. You and I know this happens all the time. But let us not forget that when it does happen, we should not retaliate with words of vengeance. Repaying a wrong with another wrong is definitely not the solution. Though it may be the first thought that pops into your mind, it's not the solution. Retaliating will only make matters worse. Forgive those who hurt you. Forgive yourself. For they know not what they are doing or saying, and sometimes you know not what you're doing or saying. We need to strive to be peacemakers. Should we simply not do anything about this? Should we just let our tongue just run rampant? There's a lot of that going on in this world today, and look where it has gotten us. No, we should not do that. We shouldn't just let it run rampant. We need to put a leash on it. But I would suggest that instead of retaliating with harsh words, once the dust has settled, that you confront that person who may have hurt you kindly, rationally, and with a heart willing to listen. Tell them how they made you feel and explain. You don't understand where that came from. Ask them if they could explain it better to you, what they meant. Perhaps you could explain to them that you believe the words were uncalled for, unnecessary, and that the words were harmful, and that you didn't deserve the attack. Whatever was said, we have the power to overcome it and move on. It may take some time to heal, but it shall pass. We shouldn't harbor our wounds. We are called to forgive those who are ignorant to what they say. And harboring wounds only puts our health in danger. All that stuff can cause high blood pressure, heart problems, a whole slew of health issues, and it's just not worth it. Don't harbor your wounds. Don't harbor your anger. Hurling one verbal stone for another will do no good. Nothing good will come out of it. We should all stop and think about this. In the heat of the moment, ask yourself, what do we stand to gain by being such a fool, shooting our mouth off on compulsion? I want to take a break at this time. I want to share an interview I found about conversing with difficult people. Should you speak or should you stay silent?
On whether you should speak up or stay silent around that difficult person. And that's a big question to ask, because sometimes people stay silent for too long, and then when they finally speak up, it's racked with emotion, they're yelling and screaming, they lose all control, and really it just makes the situation worse. Nothing has been resolved. So I'd like to give you some guidelines on whether you should speak up or stay silent to help you decide if you're ready. So let's start with whether you should speak up. Here are three ideas. Number one, speak up if your silence could be damaging. And you really have to think about your own situation here. What could be damaging? Well, relationships could continue to be broken. Your reputation could be hurt. You could be drained spiritually and physically, emotionally, by not speaking up. Others could be hurt. If it's in the workplace, it could be an ethical violation. So if it could be damaging, you must speak up. Number two, speak up if you have a clear desired outcome. And I think people get up the courage to say what bothers them, but they haven't thought out, well, what do they want instead? So if you can't answer that question yet, you're not ready to talk, but if you know clearly how you want the situation to change, what you want the person to do differently, then you're ready to talk. And speak up if your comments are behavior-based. That means that you can clearly identify exactly what the person is either doing or saying that you want changed. If your comments are something like, well, you're being rude or you're not being considerate, that's just not enough information for someone to change. So you need to say specifically, what is it that they're doing or saying that you're asking to be changed? However, three ideas if you're not ready to speak up. This is when you should stay silent. The first tip is, if your goal is to seek revenge or to cause hurt, inflict pain, really to make them hurt as much as you've been hurt, you should stay silent. That really isn't going to find any resolution for you. It might be a quick release, but in the long run, it's going to hurt both of you. So if your goal is revenge, you should stay silent. Number two, if your comments are personality-based, as in you're being rude, or you're just being a jerk, or why do you have to hurt me like that? You're always so selfish. If those kind of comments are all you've got to offer, you're not ready to speak up. You need to stay silent, because again, that's only going to cause defensiveness and a bad ending on the other side. And you should stay silent if you're unwilling to consider your own contribution to the situation. If you're making the other person 100% of the problem, that means they're 100% of the solution. And that's really disempowering to you. You're the one who gets hurt with that line of thought, because then there's nothing you can do. You're kind of stuck in this bad situation. So you have to ask yourself, what did I contribute? How did I allow this to get too far? How did I teach this person to treat me so poorly? State what you're willing to do different before you decide to speak up and tell someone else what they should be doing differently. So those are your guidelines on whether to stay silent or speak up. And when you have that conversation, if you need more tips, I invite you to visit my website, www.susanfee.com. You'll find a book that I wrote called Dealing with Difficult People, and that will give you some more ideas for conversations.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, worship His holy name. Your holy name. Bless you, time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then your holy name.
sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. Jesus, I will worship your holy name. Worship your holy name.
Listeners, I hope you enjoyed hearing that little clip on conversations with difficult people, whether you should speak or stay silent. Thank you for tuning in today to The Hope Show. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about the subject of me and my big mouth. How many of you have found yourself in that same situation? I know I have, many times. But the good news is that you don't have to live like that. You can choose what you will say. Words are power, and you have the ability to choose to use powerful, productive words or to speak words of destruction. It may not be possible to control everything that comes from your mouth, but we can certainly drastically improve what leaves our mouth if we think before we speak. First, you have to recognize there is a problem. Then you have to make the choice that you want to change. Then you have to set about the work and effort it will take to be constantly vigilant of where your thoughts and your emotions are leading you. For where your thoughts and emotions are, there too your body shall follow. And before you know it, you have said something you should not have. I want to remind all of you that after today's show has aired, it will be uploaded to my podcast page on ShazizRadio.com, should you want to listen to it at a later time. Also, I want to encourage you to visit my podcast page and throw me some ideas of some topics that you would like to hear about on my upcoming shows. All ideas, suggestions, and comments will be considered. I want to remind you that The Hope Show is your show. It belongs to the listening audience, so please, write in to me. Let me know what you're thinking. Do you often feel as if your mouth is out of control? Do you often feel as if your mouth has a mind of its own? Most of us always have something to say. Good or bad, we always have something to say. It is how we are wired. When we are in the midst of troubling times, it can be especially easy to voice exactly what is on our mind without clearly thinking through what the consequences of our rash actions will be. We open our mouth and the very thing that is on our mind comes rolling over our tongue and through our lips. Sometimes what we say is positive and encouraging, but generally, if you are struggling with something, it is the exact opposite of positive that will reveal its ugly head, and it usually leaves devastation in its path. Once the words are spoken, they can't be taken back. It takes only a moment to say something out of envy, jealousy, resentment, anger, bitterness, hatred, or vengeance, but it can take a lifetime to make up for those words said in haste. As I mentioned earlier, it is said that life and death are in the power of the word. So many times, we humans speak things contrary to what we really believe. The world has been conditioned to speak what we see and feel, but the problem with that is that in that moment, it's only temporal. Meaning it's not a forever thing. Temporal, it's just temporary. That means, like I said, that the feelings and emotions, the things that we see, are not permanent. But the words that we speak can be permanent. Painful words can be permanently engraved in someone's mind for our lack of thinking. It is hard to believe that something spoken in a few moments can cause such devastation that it can have an everlasting impact on someone's life. But it can. Is there something that has been said to you in the past that has caused you great pain? Is there someone that comes to mind when I ask this question? How long ago has it been since the incident occurred? If an incident comes to your mind and it happened some time ago, then you can see how it has affected you, even to this day. When you think of it like that, it should give you more incentive to take care with the words you speak to other people. I know it may seem weird, unnatural, to speak life in the midst of a storm, when everything appears and feels hopeless, dead, or painful. It might even make you feel hypocritical or even crazy because the world has taught us to keep it real. But keeping it real, voicing what is on our mind, can be a very dangerous thing to do. It is said that the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. Wow. Ouch. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. That's a tough one to hear. But you know, this fact makes me stop and think about what comes out of my own mouth. I want my outer self to be a reflection of my inner self. I want to be a good representative of what we should all strive to be. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So let me ask you, what comes out of your mouth? Do you complain about what you don't have? Do you talk more about your problems than the things that you should be thankful for? Do you consider what comes from your mouth before you speak? What is your heart full of today? It is said that we should have faith in all things. If we tell a mountain to move and throw itself into the sea, then we shouldn't doubt it being done. Do we have that kind of faith? We should be filled with faith and not doubt. If we have a problem with someone, we should go to them with that problem, not go to someone else and talk about them. How many of us are guilty of spending too much time gossiping? Lots of people have different ideas about what gossiping means and may not think that they have a problem doing this. But let me define what gossip is. Gossip is idle talk or rumor. It is hearsay, without proof of any truth to the conversation. Gossip is talking to someone about someone else's personal or private affairs. Gossip is when a person tattles on someone else. Gossip is to repeat what others tell you without any evidence of it being true or false. Gossip leads to scandalous behavior. Scandal is rumor or general talk that is damaging to someone's reputation. Oftentimes, it is meant to be malicious. Anytime you speak of another person behind their back to another individual, if it is not fact, it is gossip, folks. But even in fact, you should not engage in such talk about someone behind their back without their knowledge. You may think that there's no harm done, but any time you say something to person B about person A, if it alters person B's opinion of person A, then it is gossip, and it's wrong. It's being scandalous, with the sole intent of doing damage to another person's character. Plain and simple. No good comes from this. Remember what I said earlier about thinking before you speak? Asking yourself these questions before you speak? Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? If your answer is no, then don't say it, folks. Yes, I know all of us need to vent once in a while. I totally and completely understand that. I get there myself. Venting can be very therapeutic and good for our well-being. But even in venting, there is a right way to go about doing it and a wrong way to go about doing it. It's good to talk to friends, other believers, our spouse, about what is going on in our lives. But it is not wise or good when you have bad news and we start to do the "oh me, oh my" song and dance. Woe is me. We may say things like, "every time I turn around, there's a problem." How many times have you heard yourself say that one? "I'm guilty." Or, "nothing good ever happens to me." Or, "my life is the pits." How many of you said those things to yourselves? Yes, I have said these same things before about my own life at one time or another. I have let my own big mouth get out of control. As I'm saying it, I know it's wrong. Does knowing it is wrong keep us from always doing it? No. Can we strive to do better and be better the next time? Of course we can. That's what life is all about, growing and learning from our mistakes, and doing and being better the next time, gaining knowledge. I have also noticed that when I speak of my problems, it shows a lack of faith and doubt. Doubt sets in. I don't like admitting that, but after all, I too am only human. I falter. My mouth gets the better of me from time to time, the same as you. Then I have to go back, and I have to ask forgiveness, and I have to forgive myself, and then I move on. As I said earlier, the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. I don't know about you folks, but I want my heart to be filled with faith and all the things that are of goodness. I don't know about all of you folks, but I want to inspire others. I want to love others. I want to encourage others. I want to help others move on and forward. I want to lift them up out of the pits of wherever they are and set them back on solid ground so that they can move on with their life, happy. I want the conviction when I've gone and said something or did something wrong. I want my tongue to speak life and not death. If you're a believer, if you struggle with that, with what comes out of your mouth, if you want to change, say this with me right now. In Psalms 141, chapter 141, verse 3, it says, "Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over my lips." Even if you're not a believer, you can still ask to have strength and self-discipline over what you say. You know how our moms used to tell us that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. The same goes. If you can't speak life into a situation, then don't say anything at all. I want my mouth to line up with what is in my heart, and not just what I see or what I feel. How about you? What do you guys want? Do you want that for yourselves? Do you want your heart, your mouth, to line up with each other? It's never too late to make that happen. Try this. The next time you speak about your problems, instead of going into the whole "woe is me," share with someone where you are stuck at in your life, how you're handling it. Maybe ask for advice on how they would handle a similar situation. And when you speak, come at it from a positive direction as opposed to a negative reaction. Let me say that again. When you speak, come at it from a positive direction as opposed to a negative reaction. It will make all the difference in the world. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break again. I have another little short clip about a woman that I can't pronounce, but her message is words are things. And then I have a song after that, and I'll be back in a moment.
Words are things, I'm convinced. You must be careful about the words you use, or the words you allow to be used in your house. In the Old Testament, we are told in Genesis that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's in Genesis. Words are things. You must be careful. Careful about calling people out of their names, using racial pejoratives and sexual pejoratives and all that ignorance. Don't do that. Someday we'll be able to measure the power of words. I think they are things. I think they get on the walls. They get in your wallpaper. They get in your rugs, in your upholstery, in your clothes, and finally into you.
They've made me feel like a prisoner. They've made me feel set free. They've made me feel like a criminal. Made me feel like a king. They've lifted my heart to places I've never been. And they've dragged me down back to where I began. Words can break you down, start a fire in your heart, or put it out. Let my words be life, let my words be truth. I don't wanna say a word unless it points the world back to you. You can heal the heartache, speak over the fear. Your voice is the only thing we need to hear. Words can build us up, words can break us down, start a fire in our hearts or put it out.
Listeners, if you are just tuning in, today's message is entitled, Me and My Big Mouth. I think we can all relate to saying this to ourselves on probably more than one occasion throughout our lives. I know I certainly can. If you are just now joining us and have missed the first part of the message, it's okay. I will be uploading my show to ShazizRadio.com on my podcast page once it is aired live. You can go back at your convenience and listen to the entire show. Thank you all for joining me here on the Hope Show today. I'm so happy that you can be with me. How many times have you let something slip from your mouth just to immediately regret having said that? If any of you out there in the listening audience are anything like me, you've probably done that too many times to count. Stop and think about it for a while, though. Our words have the power to give life to someone or to cause devastation. Words are the most powerful things that we humans have. And knowledge is power. So what are we going to do about our out-of-control, undisciplined tongue in our mouth? No spring of water pours out both sweet water and bitter water from the same opening. So what water will you choose to pour out of your being? Sweet water or bitter water? Would you prefer to complain and remain where you are? Or would you rather take that same energy and praise and be raised? Do you want to be an overcomer? Do you want to be someone who is able to better control what slips out of your mouth? I know I do, and I struggle with it daily. It's an effort. It really is. But you can do it. I catch myself slipping all the time. And then I turn back around, I'm like, oh, there I go, I slipped up again. Okay, I know my mistake, I'm going to do better next time. And that's all you can do. One moment at a time, folks, one moment at a time. But I want to be an overcomer, and I'm determined. I'm going to fight this thing in my mouth, I'm going to fight this tongue, and I'm going to win over it. It may not be today or tomorrow, it may not be a year from now, but one day, when I am old and gray, I'm going to get a handle on this thing. And I hope you will too. I don't want my mouth to be in control of me. I prefer it to be the other way around, me controlling it. And we can all do this. It's not going to be easy, but it's not impossible either. If only you believe it can be done, then it shall be done. Folks, we live out the majority of our life based on our feelings. Feelings can be our number one enemy. It makes us think and do irrational things. We are not in our right mind when we are being led by our emotions. We need to resist the temptation that follows from being led by our emotions. We need to resist the temptation to strike out at someone with vengeance in our voice. Resist the temptation to gossip about someone or with someone. Resist the temptation to blurt out things that will afflict pain on someone else or cause their reputation to fall. We need to be thinking of ways to use our mouth as a healer, a helper, an encourager. We need to use our mouth to help strengthen a fallen brother or sister, to love everyone around us, befriend someone, help others to communicate that don't have the skills to do so. The list goes on, but those are just some examples of the things that we could do. There would be much kinder and wiser ways to use our mouth than for destruction or devastation of another human being. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge it shall eat the fruit of it." Whether it is life or death that you speak, you will reap the fruit of whatever comes from your mouth. Let me say that again. Whether it is life or death that you speak, you will reap the fruit of whatever comes from your mouth. Huh. Our mouth can be used to bring about blessings or destruction, not only to those people around us, but even unto ourselves. But we have the choice, folks. We have the choice. It takes a little more effort to contain what you really think or feel than just blurting out what's on your mind. But the blessings of doing so will come back to you tenfold. And let us not forget, this is a two-way street. You may be the one looking down the barrel of a mouth loaded and aimed at you one day. You may find yourself on the wrong end of someone who's being led by their feelings or their emotions. You may find yourself the victim of that. How would that make you feel? Does that give you any incentive to think before you speak? I'm sure that we have all found ourselves on both ends of that spectrum several times in our own lives. One doesn't make us feel any better than the other, though, does it? Whether we're the one being led by our emotions and spouting off hateful things that we shouldn't be, or whether the hateful things are being aimed at us. No matter which direction, no matter which end of that you are on, it can still hurt. Let me share a little secret with you. I want you to ponder on this for a moment. If you are having problems in your life, consider that the biggest problem is right under your nose. Consider, if you are having problems in your own life, the biggest problem is right under your nose. Your biggest problem is probably your mouth and how you use it. First of all, are you gossiping? Are you complaining? Are you taking all your problems out on other people instead of the person you're having the problem with? Is your mouth being obedient? Are you practicing forgiveness? Are you being faithful? Are you being persistent in trying to keep your mouth under control? I believe you must have balance, wisdom, prudence, common sense, and good judgment to make wise choices about what leaves your mouth. Let me break down each one of these. What does each of these words mean? What do they mean to you? Balance. Balance means to be equal or proportionate to counteract or offset, a steadiness of the body or emotions. Wisdom means the quality of knowledge that you have. The more knowledge you have of something, the wiser you will be. Prudence means to be wise and demonstrate caution with practical affairs, and it means to use discretion. Common sense. Common sense means to use practical, independent judgment without any specialized training or knowledge. Common sense comes from the way you were raised, your life experiences, having gone there and done that. It comes from the life of hard knocks. It is something ingrained in you. No college degree is necessary. You learn common sense as you go through life. Well, some of us do. And good judgment. What is that? What does having good judgment mean? It means that you have the ability to make a right decision or form an opinion objectively, with authority, and wisely, especially in matters affecting action from using the circumstances that are presented in your mind. And again, using discretion. Our good judgment is based on the evidence presented to us. With that having been said, I'd like to take this time to share a few words of wisdom with you folks. Sensible people always think before they act, but stupid people advertise their ignorance. They advertise their ignorance by opening their mouth and speaking from their emotions and their feelings, by letting such things rule over them. Sensible people are careful to stay out of trouble, but stupid people are careless and act too quickly. Again, people who are careless and act too quickly are letting their emotions and feelings control them. They blurt out or act on the first thing that pops into their mind without thinking of the consequences that will follow. Remember, that where your mouth, your emotions, and your feelings are, your body shall surely follow. If you stay calm, you are wise. But if you have a hot temper, you only show how stupid you really are. Knowledge is power. Words are power. If you let your temper overcome you, then the power of your words will invoke destruction. It is far better to hold your tongue than chance hurting someone. Peace of mind makes the body healthy, but jealousy is like a cancer. Jealousy isn't the only thing that can be like a cancer in our bodies. Anything negative can grow to be poisonous and cancerous to our bodies. Some other examples besides jealousy are hatred, bitterness, envy, anger, strife, regret, lack of forgiveness, unthankful heart and spirit, and those are just to name a few. There are many more. A gentle answer quiets anger, but a harsh one stirs it up. I love this one. Have any of you been in a situation where someone was saying unkind things to you, they were angry with you, and you answered them back in a gentle, calm tone of voice, and it diffused the other person's anger? Have you ever been in a situation where you and someone else were very angry with each other? A verbal fight broke out between you, and the whole episode went dramatically downhill from there. Neither of you were being very kind, calm, or gentle, but was being led by the temptation to have the last word, to let it be known just how you each really felt about the situation, with no concern for the damage the words spoken between you would later cause. I ask you to look back at both scenarios right now and tell me which one of them turned out better. I have been in both situations, many times. Which leads me to the next tidbit of wisdom. When wise people speak, they make knowledge attractive. But stupid people spout nonsense. It is much more attractive when you approach and present situations with knowledge, peace, and a sense of calm and gentleness. A body will respond to this far better than someone just screaming nonsense at them. A person has a tendency that when someone is screaming at them, to take offense, to become on the defense, to, stop listening to you, and to throw up their guard, their wall, and it gets to a point that you're just screaming at each other, that you don't really hear what the other person is trying to tell you. It just becomes a screaming match and nobody wins and nobody's listening. A body will respond better to peace, a sense of calm, a gentle tone of voice. Try that the next time when you find yourself getting heated up and in an argument with somebody. It is easier to catch bees with honey than not. When you let your mouth get out of hand, out of control, and the other person follows suit, then each of you feel as if you're under great attack and our defense mechanisms kick in. Sometimes it becomes a verbal bloodbath. But truly, truly, what does it solve? Absolutely nothing. It only shows how truly lacking that we are in knowledge, self-control, self-discipline, and wisdom. You only show just how truly ignorant you are by using that kind of mentality toward another human being. The mentality that instead of being rational and talking things out calmly and trying to find a resolution to the problem, all you can do is scream at someone and throw bad names back and forth. I call it verbal vomit. That's just a word that I use whenever your mouth gets away from you. Verbal vomit. It shows all your character flaws, and it shows how truly lacking you are as a human being. That you can't contain yourself. That you can't try to be rational. Be an adult. Resolve things in a calm and gentle manner, or simply say your piece and agree to disagree. Sometimes things can't be resolved, but that doesn't mean animosity has to remain between two people. Remember, kind words bring life, but cruel words can crush a spirit. In the matter of mere moments, something can be said that can never be taken back. It takes moments to ruin something in a lifetime, and perhaps never to regain what was lost. But patience brings peace. Isn't it a joy to find just the right word for just the right occasion that brings about peace instead of destruction? There are many good people out there in the world that think before they speak. They seem to exude patience and peace, kindness, a sense of calm and a gentleness that seems to surpass all understanding. But then there are just as many evil people who are quick to act on what they think or what they feel, and it causes many problems for everyone. I want to be the first example. The person who exudes patience, peace, kindness, a sense of calm, and a gentleness that surpasses all understanding. If you want that for yourself as well, you can have it. Just reach out and grab it. All you have to do is ask, and you shall receive. Smiling faces are contagious. Smiling faces and a positive attitude just makes a person happy inside and out. It makes you want to be around these people. They make you feel better, and their attitude rubs off on you. And before you know it, a not-so-good day has turned out to be a not-so-bad day. Would you rather be known for your kind and gentle spirit, or for your outrageous temper and negative energies? Both are available to you, folks. You make the choice. I'm going to take another short break. I'm going to go ahead and play this song for you, and I'll be right back.
Get up and face the truth. Life is up to you. Just go forward. Find your feet, my friend. Time heals everything. Just go forward. As the sun goes down, we carry on regardless. Arms are open wide. Fight the urge to cry. Go feet forward. Stand up proud. Shout out loud.
Follow the road, my friend. Follow the road, my friend. Follow the road, my friend. Follow the road, my friend.
Get up and face the truth. Life is up to you. Just go forward. Find your feet, my friend. Time heals everything. Goes down, we carry on regardless.
want to take this time to let you listen to a couple of people that have some really amazing tips on mastering the tongue. The first speaker is Pam McCoy. She can be found on YouTube entitled Words Are Powerful. The second speaker can also be found on YouTube under the name of Infinite Water. He talks about the magical power of words and does it matter what you say. And so I'm going to go ahead and let these play through. They're about 17 minutes total, but I encourage you to please stay tuned and listen to their amazing, amazing message about words, about what we have been talking about today so far. And as soon as their clips are finished, I will be right back to share some more things with you about me and my big mouth. But I wanted to share these things with you that I found because they're so amazing. They're so powerful in what they say. And I thought that it would be noteworthy to share with you folks as well. So here goes, and I will be back shortly.
Hey guys, hey, Pam McCoy here, and I want to talk to you today about the power of words and how to choose wisely for yourself the words that you allow in to come into your mind, to come into your brain, the words that you dwell on each and every day. For whatever reason, so often as we get older, there are so many negative thoughts swirling around in our heads at any given time that, you know, probably stem from childhood somewhere, not necessarily from parents. It could be from parents, from siblings, from teachers, family members, friends, from wherever. It doesn't matter where they came from. The fact is that oftentimes they're there. And what's the process that you go about to change those words, because they are powerful? You know, we often have thoughts of inadequacy, or I don't deserve this, I'm not worthy of having a better life, I'm not smart enough to build wealth for myself, I'm not capable of maintaining a lifestyle. Whatever it is, the thoughts are there often, and so what I'm going to encourage you to do is to pull them out, look at them, examine them for what they are, which is trash, and to begin to replace those thoughts with good words about yourself and for yourself, and how that will begin to reprogram your brain for the things that you want in life. My Bible tells me that I am worthy, that He came to prosper me, that He wants me to have a life of abundance. And if I'm good enough for God, then I should be good enough for myself to want those things in my life. And I can't tell you the best money I spend each and every month is on a product called the Inner Circle here in the Empower Network, and it is totally reprogramming my brain. I have had those thoughts about myself, but they are slowly dying down and becoming more quiet as they're leaving, and they're being replaced by thoughts of positivity and a life of abundance, a life of more than enough. Words of worthiness and deservedness. And I am surrounding myself here in this community by people who feel the same way about me, who believe in me, and I believe in them. And what a tremendous difference that has made in my emotional outlook, my psychological outlook on myself, on my life, on my prospects, for what I want in life. So that's what I'm going to encourage you to do today, is to join us, join a community that will lift you up, that will give you the positive words that you can use to get whatever it is that you want out of your life. This is a fantastic community. I feel like these are my brothers and sisters. They are my family, and surrounding myself with both the community and with the product, that particular product, and masterminding with people who think alike, what a different person that you will become as a result of doing that on a daily basis. I can't tell. The sky's the limit for all of us. Not sure where I'm going to end up, but I know I'm going in the right direction, and I've surrounded myself with people who are going to help me get there. So that's what I would like for you too. If you are ready to fill your life with powerful words of positivity to impact yourself and your life, I encourage you to join us. Click that link below. Come see what we're about, and I look forward to seeing you and giving you encouraging words on the inside. Bye.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. Here we are in nature, breathing in that fresh chi. Words, words, words. The magical power of words. What's helped me on my journey is to realize that words are vibrations. They hold power. Whatever you say might come back to bite you in the butt. So many of us, we say things and we don't realize that our words are creating our reality. And it's just amazing, because many of us, we are attracted to headlines. That's why newspapers sell. Even on YouTube, people are attracted to smaller titles rather than longer titles. You have these keywords, and instantly people just click on it. Click, click, click. When we talk about words, many of us, we are using limiting words. Therefore, we are having a limited way of living. Our reality is becoming limited instead of expansive. And an example, some people with words, they say, that person's a pain in the neck. So now what's happening is they are creating that pain in the neck within their body, because the body, mind, spirit, the three are connected, the three are interchangeable. Some people say, I feel like crap. And guess what happens? They end up feeling like crap. There are so many ways to liberate ourselves through words. The perception we have of ourselves is greater than the perception other people have of us. And every day when I wake up, I say, I am beautiful. I am marvelous. It's not that I'm blowing my own ego. It's just that by affirming, by having these affirmations, we create our reality. When you say, I am worthy, you start to feel worthy. If you look at the body as a computer, the words we use are the commands that program the computer. Therefore, our words create our reality. The words we use help us navigate through life. I remember when I was in my early journey, I would be meeting someone and I would say, I'll try to meet you next week Friday. In my mind, I knew I wasn't going to meet them. So just by saying, I will meet you, instead of I will try to meet you, you are already setting in motion that you will meet that person, because you are willing it into existence. Therefore, you are making it manifest. If you say, I will try, then you are divided within yourself. So just by changing the words we speak, we can actually change the outcomes. It's liberating to see how we can use words to free us. Using empowering words helps us to feel more open to the universe. It helps us feel more connected to ourselves, to our true authentic self. When we can see that, many of us, we don't realize that words are spells. Grammar coming from the grimoire, the Old English, meaning a book of spells, when we go back to magic. So therefore, when we are talking to someone, we are actually casting spells on them. So we have to be careful who we talk to. More so, the energy of our intention when we talk to them. Deeper, we have to be careful how we talk to ourselves. Because this internal dialogue which is going on is shaping us. The words we use are shaping us in every single way. That's why some people change their names. Because the name we have holds tremendous power on how we see ourselves. That's why in a lot of ancient cultures, they used to call people the elements of nature. The wind man, the water woman, sunshine. These are Earth's attributes. Therefore, once you name yourself after that, you embody that. So many names in ancient cultures held a deep meaning. They held power. That's why the names were so long. Shakalaka, boom boom boom, laka laka. What does that mean? Exactly. Because the name holds power. It carries so much weight. So we have to realize that once we can see that words in essence are thoughts. Thoughts are tangible realities. What's helped me on my journey is to see that once you can bring words into the present moment, this opens up your mind to a sea of infinite potentialities. Because many of us, the words we use are in the past or in the future tense. We say, I am going to go somewhere. Why not say, I am already there? Some people who are not well, they say, in the next 4 weeks, I will be well. Why not say, I am well? So, once we can actually bring words into the present, we open up our heart space. The more we can live in the present, the more we can feel alive, and words help us to do this. I am awake. I am infinite. All of these words right now I'm saying are creating a domino effect. In essence, the words we use create a ripple effect. Once you say, I am no good, then you end up turning no good, because now the universe is mirroring back to you what you have sent to it. So this is what you expect to receive. Everything in your life to be no good. We have to see that life is an echo. The words we use are echoes. And what we say now goes into eternity. It lasts forever. It builds up momentum. I see words as being musical notes. Therefore, once you change the arrangement of each word, you change the musical composition. Therefore, you change how you interact with everything around you. Just a sentence. You can say, I feel okay. You can change that to say, I feel marvelous. Marvelous, that word, holds a certain wave form. Okay is more flat. So it's just amazing when you see that the words you speak, you are singing a song to the universe. And words can help you free your mind. They can help you embrace life in all its totality. Remember, sticks and stones may break my bones, and words can hurt you. Because words are vibrations. Use words to open and to create balance within your heart space. When a child goes to school, what do they go to do? They go to learn how to spell. Therefore, words are deep magic. They are sorcery in the highest form and fashion. Therefore, we have to become the magicians of our own reality and make the spells work for us. Some people, when they are tired, they say, "I feel dead tired." Now, they are sending a signal to their body and they are casting a spell for them not to feel like they have any energy. What we can do is we can actually heal ourselves through words. So we can say, "I feel alive." Even though we may not be feeling our best, but now we are sending a signal to our body and we are reprogramming ourselves to feel alive. In essence, we are giving them that command. The body is the infinite genie. Your wish is my command. We are making wishes all the time through our words. We have to see that. Whatever happens, do not let other people's words hold you down. Because what you see in the mirror is the only thing that matters. The words that you use to heal yourself. Nobody can heal you. Only we can heal ourselves. Once we tap into the magic of words, we free ourselves. Some people say, "I want." I used to say that on my early journey. "I want to go to Brazil." And then I said, "This is just making me more anxious." So, you have to imagine yourself already there. Bring it into the present. And magically, you can see that instead of saying, "I want to go somewhere," say, "I am already there." The same way, when we say, "I can't do something," we are limiting ourselves. When we say, "I can," now the body is having the go-ahead to be able to do that task you want it to carry out. You are opening up your mind to the infinite possibilities. Once you say, "I can't," then you close everything off. That is the secret. It's not about externalizing your power. Once you say, "I am the power, I am money," now you are using the magic of words to help create your reality. The power of the word can help free us. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. More so, it's the energy behind the words that is essential. We're in nature, the birds are singing. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace.
Welcome back, listeners. I hope you enjoyed the clips I shared with you about how powerful words can be. If you're just tuning in today, the subject is Me and My Big Mouth. I'm happy that all of you could be with me today here on The Hope Show to listen to this powerful message on how your words can impact the world. It is so very important to know what to say and what not to say. Our words can define us. Make sure to take particular care. Choose your words wisely so that they define you in a good way instead of a bad way. Remember what I have said in previous shows about the fact that people are watching and listening to you every day, all day long. Some you may be aware of, but some you're probably not aware of. But we need to guard our tongue and our actions, not just sometimes, but all the time. One wrong move, one bad decision, one word said in haste, and on, can crush your witness to other people. It is harmful not only to other people, but it's also harmful to ourselves. We impact our own destination, our own journey. We can be our own worst enemy sometimes. You may even convince yourself that you're doing the right thing, but what is your real motive? Check yourself at every turn. Such things as pride and arrogance can lead to destruction and downfall. A person can just about justify any action to themselves if they want to. We humans are good at that, justifying things to ourselves. Whether it's right or wrong, we can justify it. Does that make it right? Not necessarily. Once again, I ask you to check your motives. Here is some fuel for thought. Humbleness and humility are good for us. That helps keep us in check. A wise, mature person is known for their understanding. The more pleasant the words you speak, the more persuasive you will be. Your words will be more attractive to your listeners. Wisdom is the fountain of life. Gossip is spread by people who just want to stir up trouble. This mindset destroys friendships, all relationships, really. Every day our hearts are tested. Every day we have choices to make. Will they be good choices, or will they be bad choices? If you make bad choices, then you must live with those consequences. We should not be partaking in gossip. We should not be making fun of people. We should not be partaking in evil ideas or deeds, something that will ultimately hurt someone. We should not be out there in the world intentionally stirring up trouble. We should not be ignoring our fellow brothers and sisters that are in need of us. We should not be bribing one another for this or that. We should not be argumentative or quick to anger. We should not hold unforgiveness in our hearts, or bitterness, or hatred, or racism, jealousy, envy, regrets, strife, or any of these other negative thoughts and feelings. We harm ourselves just as we harm the other fellow. And for what? It doesn't make sense to go through life living like this. We only have a predetermined time on this earth. Are we truly going to choose to live our life in strife with the rest of the world? I would hope that would not be our choice. One should not condemn the innocent or judge one another. One should not repay evil with more evil. We should not brag or boast about ourselves all the time, or even at all, really. We should not speak lies. I could go on and on about the things that we humans should not be doing. But what is more important is that we should be doing things such as being respectful toward one another. We should speak kindness, love, encouragement, patience, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we spent more time being concerned about these things than all the time that we waste on trying to be right or having the last word, just think of what an awesome world we would live in. Just think what we could accomplish if each and every one of us pulled together and did our part. We need to rein in on our self-discipline, our self-control, respect, and patience. Today's message is so much more than being about me and my big mouth. It's about a lifestyle choice. It's about reining in all the evil of the world and your thoughts, emotions, and feelings for the greater cause of mankind and for the greater cause of yourself. After the show, the podcast of it will be uploaded to ShazizRadio.com. Please visit my podcast page, comment, give suggestions, leave me some pictures. Some dear friends upload flowers for me from time to time because they know that I like flowers and roses, and I thank you so much for doing that. I love these random acts of kindness. But seriously, folks, my show belongs to you, the listeners. All comments and suggestions will be considered. I'm going to turn over the Hope Show to my amazing husband for any final comments that he might have, and then I'll continue on wrapping up the show.
Hi. Well, I've been listening to the show and like what she's got to say. Positive pebbles and words have power. So keep that in mind, and with that said, peace and love, everybody.
Thank you for those final thoughts, Shaziz. That's a good advice for everyone. I want to say a huge thank you for all of you for joining me today and for broadcasting and rebroadcasting my shows each and every week. It means so much to me having you all being a part of my show, a part of making sure the world hears my messages each week. I want to say, God bless each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. All of you. You are my brothers and sisters of the world, near and far. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, Godspeed. Have a safe, joyful, productive, peaceful, and prosperous week filled with good health. I love you.
World makes me tired.